I work for the public issues team, which means I sit in an office, and when I first arrived there 10 years ago, I thought what the world needed was another fairly educated, privileged white male to sit in an office and talk about poverty.
So I can do that.
You lack one qualification.
I do, unfortunately.
And I spent my time going through data and going through evidence, and I don't wish to diminish that. That's really important to do. But my work changed when I went to a Poverty Truth Commission in Glasgow in 2014. And I sat down, and I've become an expert in the numbers of universal credit and the numbers of poverty, and I could quote large tracts of the Decision Maker's Guide for Universal Credit and for Employment Support Alliance. And I quoted it to people who actually experienced the other end of it. And what I got back was laughter. We had this admit that the reality that I was working in had absolutely nothing to do with the reality that they were living in. And since then, I've been spending much more time in the sort of church groups that we have, and just sitting with people and chatting with them and playing with their kids, because it's often, and it's almost always actually, mothers' groups that are meeting in churches. And there's one that I'll say just a little about, which is one called Mama's Republic in South London, who I've worked with. And it asks, what are the forms of poverty that they have? And the interesting thing is that they're in work, and they're out of work, and they're too sick to work, and they're working part-time, and they're flowing through all of those states at the one point at the same time. Almost all of them, the conversations are about struggling against systems that are actually designed to help, are meant to help. So there's the bureaucratic systems that they don't view as enemies, but they view as an obstacle. So it's things like housing and the local authority, and even the NHS are viewed as obstacles to them getting on with their lives. And over the last 10 years, the DWP has moved from obstacle to enemy, and has been viewed as an organisation which is out to get them, which is out to blame them for where they are. And what I notice is there's just indignation that I am doing the right thing. The rhetoric of austerity, the rhetoric of benefit cuts was, we're on the side of the hardworking family, the person doing the right thing. And if you go into those rooms and you sit with those mums and you play with their children, you know they are doing the right thing. They are working really hard. And they may be in full-time work or they may be somewhere else, but they are working really hard, and there's an indignation that that's not working for them. That feels like an injustice, and sometimes that's an injustice that it's just unfair to me. And if I sort myself out, then that'll be all right. And one of the things that the church is able to do, and those groups are able to do, is to say, actually, it's unfair to all of us. This is a shared problem. This isn't just you. You're not singled out in this. And one of the other things that we see is that when people are coping, they come to these groups. And even in the church, where you like to hope that there is good relationship, when they're not coping, they disappear. And you don't know what's happening, and then they come back a few months later with a story, which usually involves their money being cut somewhere by someone, somehow. And what does the church do? I think that idea of solidarity, that idea of you are in this together, you are not alone, an affirmation that says that even if people are treating you like you have no value, we know you do. We see how you look after your children and see how you look after your families, and we know that's good and we know that's important. And the reason I chose Mama's Republic is because one of the other things, and the worker there is just marvellous, Winnie, and she offered the agency. She says, we know you can do things. And so that group produced a play worked with a professional theatre company and produced a play that was premiered in the House of Commons, or in a committee room in the House of Commons, in front of MPs, and allowed the women themselves to stand up and tell their own stories afterwards. And that idea of saying, I am not going to write a play about you, I'm going to sit in a room and you write a play with them and then you tell your own story, is about being with rather than doing for.